passionate about LED, and I wish I had the whole morning to talk, so I'll talk very quickly. But I think that LED, not just for the skin, but for any aesthetic practitioner, aesthetic surgeon, any other type of surgeon, is so versatile, it's affordable, and it's so easy to use. We don't need an extra staff member, and it really treats many of our indications, it treats many of our complications, and many of our side effects from procedures. And I think it's really underutilized, maybe due to the fact that it's not as expensive as the very expensive laser machines. Okay, so basically LEDs in aesthetic medicine is often compared to lasers, where lasers we always see as a target. There's a chromophore that we target, and we have a photothermal effect. Whereas LED is not a photothermal effect unless it's combined with photosensitizers. LED has got a photomodulatory or a photobiomodulation or photobiostimulation type of effect, which works on the cell energy. And I think it's really not a battle between which one is the best, laser or LED. It's really a coalition. And I think for us as doctors, there's many benefits that we don't realize of LED. The fact that we can do larger treatment areas, it's quicker, it's hands-free, it's safe. There's not many contraindications. There's so many variable indications that we can treat. It's painless for the patients. It's easy even to treat children. It's non-thermal, and it's ideal to combine with surgery, with procedures, pre and post laser, pre and post peeling, or any other of our treatments that we do. A very simple way to explain to patients is really to explain that how sunlight reacts on a leaf, because many patients don't understand, why do I lie underneath the light? I don't feel anything. Is anything happening? And it's really the same as the sunlight reaching the leaves, and we actually get chlorophyll. But in our bodies, we don't have chlorophyll, otherwise we would be green. We get ATP. And ATP is really like chlorophyll is to the leaves. It's energy. We need it for everything in our body, for everything in our skin, and for everything to occur in a natural way and in a healthy way. So it's good to have these slides. Now, healing with the light is really not a new concept. It's a very old concept that dates back centuries and centuries, where they used light to really heal many conditions. So light heals, and there's many methods that has been explained, and I'm really not going to go into the science of all the theories of how light actually reaches it. But just to show you that this information, this science has really been proven exactly how it works to the point where it actually forms ATP, and it actually modulates the DNA. And it all lies in this electromagnetic spectrum, where the various wavelengths have got various effects within the cell or within the cell membrane. And then we get the specific effect on what we want, this indication to be treated. So the visible light that we see usually works on the mitochondria to stimulate more ATP or to have a specific process on ATP. Whereas near-infrared light is also combined with LED now, also seen as LED, which has more an effect on the cell membrane. And the end point is really to activate the cell to heal and to start with a repairing process, and also to complement other procedures such as fractional lasers, peeling, mesotherapy, the fillers, and everything that we're treating. We're always targeting the fibroblast. Now, just a quick review on each of the different colors of lights. The yellow light, which the wavelength is usually between 550 to 590 nanometers, is a very healing light, and we often use it to reduce inflammation, to help with the healing process, and it works specifically on the proliferative phase of the healing or the wound healing process. The red light is a very versatile light used for many indications, and that ranges between 630 to 780 or 790 nanometers. It's antiseptic, it's also antibacterial, it's got healing properties, and it also improves the results on pigmentary type of indications that we're treating. The green light, very new to aesthetic type of devices, used a lot to counteract the stress effect, the high cortisol effects, and we use it often in combination for treating cellulite, stretch marks, or conditions that are worsened by the psychosomatic effect on our body, but also being studied a lot for pigmentation. Blue light we can really see as the antibiotic, but like the light that is like an antibiotic. It's antiseptic, it's astringent. We also use it for other indications such as actinic keratosis, but used a lot for treating acne or any other type of infection and wounds or ulcers or post-surgery wounds. And then infrared light combined a lot due to the deep penetration. And we know infrared light for many years in medicine, where it boosts cellular activity, it helps with the healing, formation of ATP. So this is really combined a lot with either the yellow or the red light to improve the healing and to improve the effect on the cells itself. Now there's different wavelengths and different energies, but now with LED we can also do continuous light, and continuous light specifically works on the mitochondria, whereas the pulsed light has a very strong effect on DNA. And there we use it a lot in patients where we are afraid that we will not get results. Because often we do these beautiful fractionated lasers or deeper type of peelings. We take off all the skin, and after 6 weeks the patient, or after 2 months the patient still has wrinkles. And why does the patient not respond to the therapy? Because the DNA is damaged due to the oxidative stress, due to the patient still going out in the sunlight, smoking, drinking, not sleeping enough, stressing too much. And as soon as we combine these type of ablative procedures with LED as post-care, suddenly we make our non-responders become responders, because the LED will act on the damaged DNA and it will ensure results. The same with surgery. Many surgeons do procedures and they don't have results. As soon as they combine LED post-surgery, their non-responders become less and the responders become more. And there's many programs that all these really good scientists that know everything about light work out for us, and at the end we have these machines that are very user-friendly and everything is actually done for us. So just in conclusion on the LED, all the different types of light is used for all the effects that we want to treat after procedures to improve results of other mild procedures, like for instance if we're just doing peelings or mesotherapy or Botox and fillers. It will have all of these effects to give us better results, less complications, less side effects. And the LED can then obviously be combined, the contraindications are very relative and not so serious actually. There's really just photosensitizing agents, which can sometimes improve the results. And we don't treat epileptic patients with a pulsing light. The others are really relative. So there's many indications that we can treat from acne, where we combine the red light for reducing the redness, the blue light for reducing the bacteria. Post lasers, burns and sunburns, where we could do a combination of the red, the yellow, as well as the infrared light. Cellulite, very promising, because it's been found that the yellow as well as the infrared light also has an effect on not just the skin of the cellulite, but also on the adipocytes. Scars, rosacea, pain, photorejuvenation, where we often combine it with photosensitizers, and many other indications, especially alopecia. The therapeutic future of LED is being studied for many other conditions, not just aesthetic medical conditions, but also other types of cancerous conditions, nerve conditions. In dermatology, it's well known for all the wide indications that it can treat. So in aesthetic medicine, really, for the face, where I specifically combine it a lot is with peelings, whether it's a superficial glycolic peeling or a T-cell or a deeper peeling. In acne specifically, if we combine salicylic or glycolic acid peels together with LED, the results really more than doubles, it really triples. Post laser, it ensures results, it reduces the redness post for ablative lasers, it reduces the risk of slow healing, delayed erythema or post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation. And then any other complication, if a patient has swelling or reaction to a procedure, you just put them under the LED. For the body, this is really developing into very interesting protocols and studies on stretch marks, on cellulite and many other, especially large treatment areas where the lasers start becoming expensive. So a lot of combinations that can be done in all skin types and all seasons, which makes it very interesting to keep your practice very busy. Photoaging, probably the most popular, where we can combine it with glycolics, with ALA, a photosensitizer, or MALA. This picture didn't come out very nicely. So this is a very common combination where we do peeling together with rejuvenating mesotherapy and LED to ensure that we treat the epidermis, the dermis, the sun exposure effect, so the photoaging as well as the elasticity and firmness. So it can obviously combine also with IPL or fractionals or with Botox, fillers, whatever you want to. The acne that I've spoken about, very good results, especially patients not tolerating the oral medications. Post resurfacing procedures, this is really, I think if you have a resurfacing laser, you have to have LED to make sure that you have results and less side effects, and especially for your follow-ups. stretch marks. I'll just quickly show you some of the pictures of a study that was done here in France specifically, where the stretch marks was treated with a combination of peeling, radio frequency only for 5 minutes, and then the LED, where we see reduction of the size of the stretch mark, the color of the stretch mark, and even the skin itself. And you can see some of the results. It was 16 sessions that was performed on these patients, where one session was peeling, glycolic 70%, plus radio frequency and LED, and the second session only LED, and it was alternated. So, and it's very good results. The study was basically published in Prime Journal last year, and it is available. Hair loss, very interesting and very hands-free, easy method to treat it. It can also be combined with mesotherapy, and this is a very growing market also. And then some of the other indications, such as the dermatological, the ulcers, burn wounds, actinic keratosis on the legs, scar treatments, and then the photoaging. So just in conclusion, I think for any practitioner, it's an affordable machine for the doctor. It's affordable for the patients. It's hands-free. It's therapist-free. It's a time-saver for a doctor. It's a complication saver, so medico-legally it really saves us. There's a very higher patient satisfaction from LED, but also if you combine it with others. It's very profitable, it's risk-free, and it's virtually contraindication-free. So I really think that there's actually no reason why you should not use LED within your practice, because I think it makes the joy of practicing aesthetic medicine just so much higher, and for the patients, well, that's also the joy of the procedure just so much higher. Thank you very much.
Une question à poser au docteur, qui se met. Non. Merci.